While your zodiac sign paints a picture of who you are at your best, your dark zodiac sign signifies those traits which often depict another side of you. Hi, I'm Joshua, and welcome to the Zenfinity Podcast in this special Halloween episode of the Dark Zodiac Signs. The dark zodiac is considered a mysterious inversion of the normal zodiac. Dark zodiac signs in many ways represent your own shadow side. This part of you is not just the wounds that you carry, but it's the balance to your light. It hosts the tendency to avoid, lie, manipulate, or even rage, all in order to get whatever it is you want. While no one really wants to own the reality of their dark zodiac or shadow side, it is an important part of who we are because it speaks to our insecurities and our needs. The more that you can know about your dark zodiac sign, the more aware you can be when it comes to integrating it with your light. Balance is found not through the absence of darkness, but by seeing that you and everyone in life have two sides, each holding value for who you are and, more importantly, who you become. In some cases, though, these shadow side traits can also represent evil, so understanding them and being aware of them can help you ensure that you do not give voice to this part of yourself. No matter how much you may want to rage up in situations where you are being triggered, even those evil qualities can be turned into positives or strengths as you can harness the power behind them and balance them with your light. Your light side is often considered all that is good, such as your kindness, hope, generosity, and faithfulness, while your shadow side represents not only the qualities like rage or infidelity, but also fear, doubt, and unworthiness. When you can understand both, you can fully understand yourself and others more deeply. So hang on, because here we go. Starting with Aries, your dark side is known as the tyrant. No matter how much you succeed or acquire within life, it is never enough. This can send you on an endless, unfulfilling chase after the next best thing while those around you suffer. By embracing this drive along with gratitude, you can turn this into a positive thing, helping you to not just succeed, but also enjoy what you have. After them is Taurus, and your dark side is known as the fallen demon. In life, both good and bad things will happen. However, you tend to only hold on to the negative. Whether it is your own actions or even those of people in your life, you are extremely hard on yourself, which ends up hurting new chapters and opportunities. Learning to forgive, especially yourself, can make all the difference. Up next is Gemini, and your dark side is the basilisk. If upset or angered, you become a force to be reckoned with, as you do not necessarily rage against someone, but set out to ruin their very existence. You can be overly petty and vindictive, which can end up coming back only to hurt yourself. Learn when anger is necessary versus just walking away to help balance your own shadow. Up next is Cancer, and your dark side is the serpent. You may come off as overly sweet and tender, however, you are an expert manipulator, especially when it comes to emotional manipulation. You tend to reel people in only to get what you want and toss them aside once you've received it. Because of your nature, you will gain the trust of others easily. Use this for good instead of evil. Up next is Leo, and your dark side is the War Maiden. You tend to live an illusion that is solely for the benefit of manipulating or fooling others for your own personal gain. While insecurity may be the basis of this, it is done to be able to achieve whatever it is you want for yourself. Letting your guard down and being your true self can help you also understand you never have to pretend. After Leo is Virgo, and your dark side is the Maelstrom. While loyalty is important to you, if you are hurt, cheated on, or betrayed, you become almost downright dangerous. When provoked, you can utilize manipulation, rage, and even violence to bring solace to your aching heart. Instead of taking this out on others, learn to accept forgiveness and live with boundaries to protect yourself. Up next is Libra, and your dark side is the Ravenous. Your ability to be hard on yourself and talk yourself out of seeing any positive within yourself is an unfortunate skill that you have mastered. Always turning the blade inward instead of simply expressing yourself or talking through it. Learn to validate what you have achieved and think about those positive qualities you like. That'll help balance out the negative self-talk. Up next is Scorpio. And Scorpio, your dark side is the poisoned dart. You tend to plot and plan to achieve your darkest desires. Overly patient, you sit and wait until it's time to pounce, knowing that success is yours. Instead of trying to outsmart others or use your analytical skills for evil, try to see the benefit in acting for the best interest of everyone and minding your sharp tongue, which can cause wounds in others that will be very hard to heal. Up next is Sagittarius, and your dark side is the Tempest. Freedom is the strongest call to you, at times like a siren, as you crash against the walls of the very thing that you are seeking. Avoidance is your favorite tool, and you tend to only seek what brings pleasure, not understanding the important relationships in life that will take work. Try to pause before running away to not escape something or someone you want or need. Up next is Capricorn, and your dark side is the Leviathan. You keep everything on the inside as you present the best poker face around. This is used, though, for cons and manipulation, as you never show your full hand to anyone. Instead, you simply appear to agree until you end up being the Trojan horse that takes everyone down. Unlike others, you have an immense power to control this, and instead, you should show your emotional cards, especially to the people that matter most to you. Up next is Aquarius, and your dark side is the Beast. You can be an important person in the lives of many, and because of that, you tend to feel weighed down by the needs and wants of others. You take this onto yourself, though, until suddenly it becomes too much, and you snap at those you only wanted to care for. Instead of simply agreeing or waiting to the point of combustion, make sure you take on what you have space for, and that you are adequately expressing yourself to others. And finally, we have Pisces, and your dark side is the Sword. You refuse to lose, and because of that, you wield yourself as a sword to any of those that stand in the way of your success. By using the unexpected nature and power of your words, you can cut others and leave wounds that will last a lifetime. To find more peace, learn that not every battle is meant to be won or worth going to war over in the first place. I hope you enjoyed this very special Halloween episode and found it as interesting as I did. Knowing where our shadow side resides and what lies within can help us fight that off more easily, allowing our positive side, our positive sun side, to shine through, allowing us to grow and prosper with abundance. I want to thank you for listening to the Zenfinity podcast, providing you more information about the zodiac signs, bringing us closer to the universe, and helping us harness the power that the stars and planets can provide. Please click that like button and don't forget to follow for more. Thank you and best regards. I hope everybody has a wonderful Halloween. Until next time.